is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A major shakeup at embattled Boeing. ABC's Mike Dubusky has the details.
Dave Calhoun is going to step down as CEO of Boeing at the end of the year. Board Chairman Larry Kellner is set to resign in May, and Stan Deal, CEO of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, is resigning effective immediately. The changes come as Boeing contends with a series of quality and safety concerns around its planes.
Calhoun told employees the eyes of the world are on us. Former President Donald Trump says he'll attend a New York City hearing in his hush money case involving payments to adult actress Stormy Daniels. It's also the deadline for him to secure a bond or face enforcement, potential property seizure, in the $464 million fraud judgment in New York. L.A. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani says he'll speak to the media today. It'll be the first time since his interpreter was fired after reports of millions of dollars in payments from Ohtani's account to a gambling operation. This is ABC News. First week of spring delivering some strong wintry weather to large parts of the country. There are well over 100,000 power outages in Maine, and there's some trouble for hard-hit areas of Texas. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
Last month, the town of Perryton was filled with smoke from a million-acre wildfire. On Sunday...
That's a little tornado. Has to be.
A twister damaged the local hospital but injured no one. Perryton is still recovering from the massive tornado that killed three people last June. Assessing the damage from yesterday's windstorm will be difficult as heavy snow descends on the Texas Panhandle today. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And to switch, at Chick-fil-A now turning back its decade-old promise of no antibiotics ever in its chicken. Instead, the switch now embraces a standard known as, quote, no antibiotics important to human medicine. Chick-fil-A says without the change, it might not be able to get enough antibiotic-free chicken. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Those are the words we use to greet each other on Easter Sunday mornings. It's a declaration and a celebration that Christ has indeed risen from the grave to new life. We celebrate the fact that God's Son, in the form of a human, came to live life with us to show us the way to the Father God. Jesus not only showed us the way, he is the way. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Because God is completely holy and righteous and we are completely not, a way needed to be made to bring us back into relationship with our Father. Our good living doesn't do it because we've already fallen short of God's glory and missed the mark. So Jesus came to live among us, but he also came to be the way back to the Father through the sacrifice of his own life to make the payment for the punishment of our sin. So when he died on the cross, Jesus paid it all for us. Oh wait, there's more. When he rose again from the grave, he gave us the way to new life in him so that we can join him in forever fellowship as children of God. God did that for me and for you. Isn't he awesome? Oh, by the way, wouldn't it be cool if we greeted each other that way every day, not just on Easter? Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Hello, everyone. This is Todd Comprenol reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some very soggy weather on the way here over the next 24 hours, thanks to a strong low pressure system which was right around southeast Nebraska this morning, tracking northeast. This is the same system which brought some snow and mixed precipitation to the region yesterday and last night. Snow is heavier just north of our area from parts of southeast Minnesota up through northern Wisconsin. Amounts are generally in the 5 to 10 inch range. Well, we do expect that rain to amount to a good inch or inch and a quarter through tomorrow morning. Cold front blasting through the area tomorrow midday will knock those temperatures down. Could change any leftover rain over to some light snow showers later tomorrow, maybe a dusting or half inch in a couple of cases. Beyond that, dry and chilly conditions Wednesday, with a bit of a rebound in temperatures expected late this week. There could be some more active weather from Friday afternoon right into early next week, with a couple of systems coming through the region. Well, here's that forecast for today. Breezy and much warmer with occasional rain, especially by midday. High temperature about 52. Southeast wind between 10 and 20. Tonight, breezy and mild with rain continuing, low at 43. Tomorrow should be cloudy with scattered rain. It may turn to snow showers in the afternoon as it turns colder. High about 52 and then falling temperatures. South wind becoming west at 12 to 22 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, flurries early in the evening, then partial clearing and chilly, low at 21. Heading into Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy and cool, high at 38. For Thursday, expect plenty of sunshine, a quiet day, low at 18 with a high of 44. Friday, the clouds increase and warmer with a 40% chance of light rain toward evening, low in the mid-20s, high near 54. Saturday, light rain possible in the morning, then breaks of sun later, low 34 with a high of 49. Sunday, partly or mostly cloudy, low 28 with a high of 48. There could be some light rain by Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
44 and cloudy currently. Yesterday's high was 41. We hit that just before midnight. A half inch of snow early in the day yesterday, and then 5/100ths of an inch of rain, kind of a mixture of everything yesterday. The morning low today has been 41. Record high, 79 in the year 2007. Record low, 4 in 1960. Last year's high, 51. And the low, 31. Sunset will happen at 7:19 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5 minutes to 7. The air is calm. Barometer at 29.64, down slightly from earlier. We have received 1/100th of an inch of rain since midnight. And right now it is 44 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Sports Time today is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at weekend sports locally and also on the state and national scene, as we'll have details coming up here on the high school sports schedule, a win for the Bucks, and a win for Marquette on Sunday.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Over the weekend, the Cashton Invitational was hosted at the UW Lacrosse Fieldhouse. Several area teams were involved. Kickapoo LaFarge won the boys' event, getting over Arcadia, which was second. Bangor was third, Boscobel fourth, and Edgar was fifth. Other area teams in the boys' tournament, North Crawford was seventh, New Lisbon eighth, Riverdale finished ninth, Cashton, Westby, and Ithaca Weston all tied for 10th. Out of the 22 teams that placed. In the girls, Westby was the number one team. Kickapoo LaFarge finished second. Cochran Fountain City was third. Luther fourth and Bangor fifth. Ithaca Weston was ninth. Cashton 10th. Riverdale 11th and Boscobel 12th. North Crawford was 14th overall. Several teams were a little bit shorthanded. A few schools are on music trips this spring. For Ithaca Weston, Tristan Peterson was fifth in the 55 hurdles and fourth in the long jump. Kaylee Peterson finished first in the 55-meter dash and first in the 800. For the Ithaca Weston boys, Clayton Lee was second in the 1600 run and third in the 800, and Channing Brown finished fifth in the 55-meter dash among the highlights. For Riverdale, their 4x8 relay team finished second. Olivia Meese, Jenna Wheatman, Riley Bierce, and Mallory Meese were a part of that group. And in the 55-meter hurdles, Gretchen Buchholz finished third. Kaylee Carter took third in the pole vault competition. And for the Riverdale boys, Tim Bailey, first place in the 55-meter dash and first in the 200-meter dash as well. For many teams, the next meet will be at an outdoor event, and there are a few scheduled as early as next week. Speaking of the high school sports schedule, Ithaca and Richland Center do not have events this week. Both have students on music trips. They will be returning this weekend, and the schedule resumes next week. A few teams that are playing this week on Tuesday, Lakeside Lutheran plays at River Valley in area baseball. North Crawford plays at Riverdale in baseball tomorrow and in softball as well. The Chieftains host the Trojans. In baseball action tomorrow, Hillsboro is at Kickapoo, while the Hillsboro softball team plays Kickapoo as well. Coming up on Thursday, Portage plays at River Valley in baseball, Mount Horeb at River Valley in softball. Cashton travels to Riverdale in baseball, and Boscobel is at Riverdale to begin the SWAL softball conference. Weston will be at DeSoto in baseball on Thursday, and North Crawford at Kickapoo as well. And River Valley caps off the week with a softball game Friday, when they will be playing host to Columbus. Tyler Kolek and Cam Jones were able to lead Marquette into the Sweet 16 with top performances in Sunday's 81-77 victory over Colorado. Kolek produced his second straight double-double after missing a month of action. The senior guard scored 21 points and had 11 assists. Jones scored 18. The Golden Eagles led by as many as a dozen points in the first half, but had to watch that edge melt away. Colorado was one of the top shooting teams in the nation, and it looked like in the second half they were going to get back and win it, finally tying the score at 74 in the closing minutes. Marquette meets North Carolina State on Friday night. Here's Marquette coach Shaka Smart.
You know, either we got a good look on pretty much every possession, or there was a good opportunity and the ball either got hit out of our hands or something happened. But, you know, for the most part, I thought the guys really executed offensively throughout the game. And then, you know, on the defensive end, again, we got just enough stops, just enough rebounds.
Coach Smart was pleased with the way his team played.
Never wavered. These two did a phenomenal job leading the way. You know, we made some mistakes, but we kept belief in each other. We stayed connected. And then I thought, you know, down the stretch, we got enough defensive stops to win the game. It certainly wasn't our best defensive half, but the activity that our guys had throughout the game was disruptive enough. And then two huge, huge free throws by David Joplin.
Elsewhere yesterday, in overtime, Houston defeated Texas A&M 100-95. It was Duke 93, James Madison 55, Purdue over Utah State 106-67, UConn 75, Northwestern 58, San Diego State beat Yale 85-57, Clemson over Baylor 72-64, and Alabama beat Grand Canyon 72-61. Despite Friday's 72-61 upset loss in the first round of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, the Badgers could be a preseason pick to win the Big Ten Conference Championship next season. It won't be easy to replace forward Tyler Wall, but most of the team's vastly improved offense will return. It would be big for A.J. Storr to stay in Madison for his junior season. Wisconsin hasn't made it to the Sweet 16 in 7 years. Pressure is building. Several websites are already speculating about coach Greg Gard. Future. Two straight second-half season collapses bring them with questions about leadership. In the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder are one of the best young teams in the NBA, and the Bucks defeated them soundly 118-93. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 30 points and grabbed a season-high 19 rebounds in the one-sided contest. Chris Middleton produced a triple-double with 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. The loss knocked OKC out of the NBA Western Conference lead in the standings. The game was the first time in 7.5 weeks that Milwaukee had its preferred starting lineup together. The Bucks host the LA Lakers coming up on Tuesday. Here's Coach Doc Rivers.
Defensively, we're so physical tonight. Like, you could literally see it. Our switches were aggressive, you know. And then offensively, we took what was there instead of forcing it.
Elsewhere, it was New Orleans over Detroit, 114-101, Philadelphia 121, the Clippers 107, Miami beat Cleveland 121-84, Minnesota 114, Golden State 110, the Lakers 150, and Indiana 145. The NHL saw Washington defeat Winnipeg 3-0, Colorado 5-4 over Pittsburgh in overtime, New Jersey 4, the Islanders 0, Florida 4, Philadelphia 1, Ottawa 5-3 over Edmonton, Carolina 2, Toronto 1, Dallas 4-2 over Arizona, Tampa Bay beat Anaheim 3-2 in overtime, Buffalo 4, Calgary 1, and Montreal a 5-1 win against Seattle. The Wisconsin women's hockey team fell just short of claiming a second straight national title when it lost a 1-0 heartbreaker Sunday. Ohio State claimed the top spot a year after the Badgers snatched it away. A third period goal with just about 7 minutes left was the only score. Freshman goaltender Ava McNaughton made 25 saves. Sunday was the 11th appearance in the national championship game for the Wisconsin women's program. The Wisconsin men's hockey team has been seeded second in the upcoming NCAA tournament. The path to the national title gets tougher right off the bat with the Badgers meeting the defending national champions. Coach Mike Hastings' team skates against Quinnipiac on Friday in Providence, Rhode Island. The team that emerges from that contest will take on the winner of Boston College and Michigan Tech in the regional final on Sunday afternoon. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488. Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
My name is Jeremiah Hassel for the Richland County Right to Life. I am the result of an unplanned pregnancy. I'm grateful my mother chose life. Babies are not an inconvenience, not a nuisance. They're a miracle. That's right. Life is a miracle. I believe Easter is a reminder that Jesus rose again, and without him, my life wouldn't be the same. Let's celebrate life and protect the unborn. See the Richland County Right to Life on Facebook to see what services and options are available to you.
Sonia Isaacs on FM 100.9 WRCO. It is cloudy. It does look like we could be in line for some more precipitation, and that is certainly predicted for today, as we've told you today. And we have a lost and found item to pass along. Lost, a corgi dog, answers to the name of Oliver. It was lost 5 miles north of Boaz, and the number to call is 608-208-5831. If you might have seen that dog, 608-208-5831. If you've seen a lost corgi in the Boaz area, 5 miles north or so. Here's John Wolfe.
Sipping on $10 drinks, soul out, can't hardly think. With this uptown crowd conversation, don't even know what the hell they're saying. Been sitting here all night long, still ain't heard one country song. I'll tell you right now, if it was up to me, I'd do a little differently. If I had a bar, it'd be honky-tonk heaven. That steel guitar would stay cranked up to 11. 24-7 pouring doubles in their drinks for free. Wouldn't be too hard to find an empty seat, oh no. Right beside some pretty I can almost see it now. A little dive on the edge of town. Miller Lite sign shining like a beacon. Serving up whatever you're needing. Bartender knows everybody's name. Pours a little wisdom and never drink. Got dust on the floor, them doors are slinging. Maybe I'm just dreaming, but if I had a bar, it'd be honky-tonk heaven. That steel guitar stay cranked up to 11. 24-7 pouring doubles in their drinks for free. Wouldn't be too hard to find an empty seat, oh no. Right beside some pretty girls, shooting pool and singing the Merles. Neon lights would never go dark. If I had a bar, it'd be honky-tonk heaven. That steel guitar stay cranked up to 11. 24-7 pouring doubles in their drinks for free. Wouldn't be too hard to find an empty seat, oh no. Right beside some everyday Joe, sure ain't scared of no dirty jokes. Those neon lights would never go dark. Some hillbilly charm. If I had a bar, if I had a bar, if I had a bar, if I had a bar.
Our trivia question of the day is coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Your chance to win and amaze your friends and enjoy a Subway sub from Richland Center Subway. Here is Lady A.
Tell me, have you ever wanted someone so much it hurts? Your lips keep trying to speak, but you just can't find the words. Well, I had this dream once. I had it in my head. She was the purest beauty, but not the common kind. She had a way about her that made you feel alive. And for a moment, you made the world stand still. Yeah, we like a child, the wine spilled on your dress, and all you did was smile. Yeah, it was perfect. I hold it in my mind. never speak again, but it was perfect. I never will forget. When we own the night, yeah, we
coffee cup. Got a 12-hour shift that I'm staring down. Loan at the bank for a piece of ground, and it's due. I do it all for you. Sometimes I wanna point these wheels out west, pack up my truck and drive straight into the sunset. But there's a green-eyed girl that keeps me grounded. What? Punching that clock, making all these dreams come true. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving you. There was a time or two when I didn't think that we'd make it. But I'll be damned if I let that small town talk come true. Ups and downs, no money in the bank, but somehow we make it through. I do it all for you. Sometimes I wanna point these wheels out west, pack up my truck and drive straight into the sunset. But there's a green-eyed girl that keeps me grounded. Wasn't looking for love, but thank God I found it. Punching that clock, making all these dreams come true. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving you. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving you. Making all these dreams come true. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving you. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving you.
Pond full of fish, I bet you already caught everything in it. I bet you're making everybody laugh with your jokes. I know you're holding nothing but the best kind of hope, shining a light up there with a big old smile. Yeah, and meanwhile, down home, oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, I put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, this down home key. It's just how you left them, I still hate that you're gone. I wish you were here, but I hope I'm making you proud, cause I know you're up there looking down home. There ain't a day down here that goes by that I don't climb up in my F-150 on a back row bumping Charlie Pride. Yeah, every song keeps you right here with me. I got a daughter now, I really wish you'd met. Yeah, she's walking now, but I know you see every step. I wear the number 15 every chance I get. So when you're looking through the clouds, daddy, you can bet they're down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, I put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, this down home key. It's just how you left them, I still hate that you're gone. I wish you were here, but I hope I'm making you proud, so know you are there looking down home. Cause everything, everything, everything's good down home. Yeah. And oh, yeah. Down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, I put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, this down home key. It's just how you left me, my still. You're gone, I wish you were here, but I hope I'm making you proud, cause I know you're up there looking down home, down home, down home. Still mission, still mission, mission down home.
Jimmy Allen going down home on a Monday morning. It is 22 before 9.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Attention business owners and homeowners. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean is your go-to solution for unparalleled cleaning services. Whether it's your commercial space, residence, or even your beloved vehicle, we specialize in delivering top-notch cleanliness at its best. Our dedicated team personally serves our clients, ensuring professional results that you deserve. You can trust Brad, Kevin, and Jules for a spotless finish. Ready to experience cleanliness like never before? Call us today at 647-2601. That's 647-2601. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean, where excellence meets cleanliness for both commercial and residential spaces.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, high-tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Today's trivia question of the day is sponsored by our good friends at Richland Center Subway. They are there for you. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. So you can make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Here we go. Which 1960s sci-fi TV show was later adapted into a 1998 Stephen Hopkins film and a 2018 Netflix series? What 1960s sci-fi show later adapted into a 98 Stephen Hopkins film and a 2018 Netflix series? There's your question to ponder on today. Good luck as you dial up trivia.
Sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it there. My granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that shit might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Raised up right.
Jason Aldean and WRCO Radio. Still no winner in trivia just yet. Which 1960s sci-fi TV show was later adapted into a 1998 Stephen Hopkins film and a 2018 Netflix series? Well, it was not Star Trek. Well, we had that guessed. We'll give you a hint. It was a mission that went off course. 608-647-4155. It's 14 away from 9.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me must have finally made their way on through. I thought you should know I got me a new girl down there in Jefferson City. Everything back at home. Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is that still doing dumb shit? And how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just miss you.
Morgan Wallen on WRCO. Congrats to Mike Thomas, the winner of trivia today. The 60s sci-fi TV show that was later adapted into a 98 film and a 2018 Netflix series. None other than Lost in Space, a space mission that went off course. Co-starring June Lockhart and Bill Mumy, about the Robinson family. And did you know that the series actually was inspired by the 1812 novel The Swiss Family Robinson? But it was set in space, of course. Danger, Will Robinson. So a show that was on for just three seasons has lived on. And I remember this as a very youngster, very young wee knee, and back in the day. And my sister would watch it. And I remember being scared of the robot in Lost in Space. And I was also really scared of Grandpa Munster. Not Herman, but Grandpa. I was just a little frightened. Yeah. kind of harrowing experience for me at a young age. Anyway, Mike is the winner this week of the 6-inch Subway Sub of the Day from Richland Center Subway. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rahoo dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Hop into Easter at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. On Saturday, March 30th, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., stop by and check out our family-friendly event featuring some very special fuzzy guests from Tiny Acres Farms. Be sure to sign up for a chance to win our Easter giveaways, free pinwheels for the kids while supplies last. Mark your calendars. We'd love to see you. Happy Easter from all of us at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers and Tiny Acres Farms.
Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's a time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. The salute to our farm families is provided by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HDTV headquarters. The area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh is Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto, Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric is your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Trails time right around the bend and the 9 o'clock news. Today's community conversation on the morning show as well. Cloudy skies, maybe some rain on the way today. Occasional rain and a southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. So it will be a bit inclement. It was yesterday, too, that wind blowing and snowing. And I guess we forget that it happens every year. We get really, really lonesome for good weather. And then all of a sudden, here it comes. And we were treated, actually, spoiled in February and early March. And then when we want nice weather, it's like, okay, it's raining or sleeting sideways. I'm sure there's going to be more of that to come. Here is Restless Heart.
It's no secret somebody waits at home for you. And I know how hard this is for you to do. So if you really believe this love is so wrong, we don't have to carry on. But still I wonder, why does it have to be wrong or right?
Why does it have to be one way or the other?
Won't somebody please, please tell me, why does it have to be black or white?
Why do we have to hurt one to love another?
Oh, tell me why. Why does it have to be?
Can't say that we didn't know where this might lead.
one way or the other.
Won't somebody please
tell me, why does it have to be black or white?
Why do we have to hurt one to love another?
Won't tell me why.
If I roll the dial to the right and left that minor chord steer this night, what if I slid a match and lit the wick? What if I shut you up with my lips on your lips? Let the gravel of my voice drown out all the noise with a whisper tonight. So here, cut through my lips, dance in your ear till light comes burning through that window pane. Your hair's painting that little case. Answer me, baby, with nothing but your body. Your hands got a crazy way of talking molly. Let the other side of these walls, the ups and downs of these halls, oh, hear what can start with a whisper. What if that kitchen table gets a wreck? Yeah, plates crashing down, my breath on your neck. What if that 75-94 you spent at the store takes the rest of the night off as it slides to the floor with a whisper tonight? These thoughts that no one else should hear cut through my lips, dance in your ear till I comes burning through that window pane. Your hair's painting that pillowcase. Answer me, baby, with nothing but your body. Your hands got a crazy way of talking molly. Let the other side of these walls, the ups and downs of these halls, oh, hear what can start with a whisper. Tonight, these thoughts that no one else should hear cut through my lips, dance in your ear till light comes burning through that window pane. Your hair's painting that pillowcase. Answer me, baby, with nothing but your body. Your hands got a crazy way of talking molly. Let the other side of these walls, the ups and downs.